I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio presents Sensual Sunday. Yes, we went from Slow Jam Sunday to Sensual Sunday. And the reason being is tonight's episode of Chocolate City is sponsored by Nights of Erotica and G-Spot Lollipop. And stay tuned, because in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start giving away toy giveaways. We're going to give away G-Spot Lollipops. And if you're not familiar with those are... two-headed. It's a two-headed toy that looks like a baton, and you use it, and it makes you squirt. That's right. Comes in several different sizes. Something for everyone. And Nights of Erotica is one of the biggest online adult toy sites there is, and those two companies happen to be my sponsor, and they love me very much. And I love them very much. Tonight is going to be a different setup than usual. Normally we don't talk. We just play music. But tonight we're going to play mixes. I'm not going to have long hour mixes. I have like 12 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. We're going to play mixes in between talking about the topic. And the topic of the night is, when would you trust being number one when you were number two? And that's basically... meaning you was a side person, and the person that you're with now was cheating on you, cheating on their mate with you when they was together. And once that person broke up and you moved to that slot, that means your slot is open. So do you think it's possible that the same thing that he did with his mate, he would do with you? So that's the topic of tonight. I'm going to bring Big Tone in. Ashton is running a little late. Hey, Big Tone.
Hey, Chalk. What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm well. Can't complain. Just enjoying my Sunday, enjoying the weekend. How was your weekend?
It was different. I went to a funeral yesterday. One of my son's friends, his mother had passed, so I went to show my support for him and his family. And then I ended up seeing one of my ex-fuckers. Well, we only smashed once, but I can honestly say that it was like, it didn't affect me. So I was able to still handle business and not feel a certain kind of way.
Oh, okay. So basically you got yours and kept the trucking afterwards.
No, didn't get mine. I didn't need to. I'm like, it's not for me.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm ready to go back to South Carolina so I can get it in and write me a hellacious, a new blog.
Wow.
Did you read the last one?
Is Ashton on too, or is it just you right now?
Oh, she's running late.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's great, yeah. But you know what, though? To answer your question of the night, I really wouldn't trust that because you know how they say if a person leaves their last to be with you, who's not saying down the road they're going to leave you for somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like what happens is people like that, they get tired. It's like people like that, what happens is they with somebody for 5 years, 10 years and get tired of them. And you get, you know, it's like a toy. You get a toy on Christmas, you're playing with it for the next 3 months. And you get another toy, all right, you put that one to the side a little. You play it a little bit. But it's just like, I don't think I could trust somebody if I was number two and then became their number one. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, when you're number two, you know all the moves that she's making to cheat on her number one to come chill with you. You know what I'm saying? So you know the excuses she's giving. You know the moves that she's making. So now when you're number one, and if you start realizing, okay, she was doing the same stuff to come chill with me when she was with homeboy, it'll never work. You know what I'm saying? You're rather off just staying the number two with that person and becoming somebody else's number one that you met as trying to be their number one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... It'll never really work. I mean, it might, it's a small percentage, you know what I'm saying? But that, it will always be in the back of my head that now if you're laying and hitting the bed he was laying in, what's not saying she going to do the same thing to you? Or he might do the same thing to the female or whatever. I'm a guy and, you know, I made a shorty that was number two, my number one, you know, who's not saying that I'm going to meet somebody else and now I'm going to cheat on her and she was my number two but now she's my number one. It's like, you can never really trust that. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. In some scenarios, some people who was number two became number one and lived happily ever after. There are cases of that. But that's a rare. That's rare. Like I always told a female, I met a female and she had a boyfriend at the time or a husband and we do what we got to do. I always tell them, look, I know my role. I don't ever expect a female to leave her man to come be with me because I wouldn't feel right, you know, because I know eventually she might do it to me too. So.
I feel you on that. And, I posed that question on BBM, and one guy was like, that's what happened to him. Like, you know, the person he's with now was his side chick, and she got promoted to the main chick, and they've been married for 4 years and have kids, and that was she's the best thing that ever happened to him. In a situation like that, that's like one of those, ooh, that's an odd one. because normally it don't end like that.
Well, see, you know what happened.
Or, I mean, it just could have been the person was in a bad situation with who they was with, and they really didn't make them happy, and they found that side person that gave them everything that they wanted and they needed, and they was with them, so they didn't need to look outside for something else because that person is fulfilling everything that they have.
Right. And then sometimes, you know what it is, too, is like you have that one person that no matter what could have happened between y'all, you're still going to love that person because you really want to be with that person. So what happens is sometimes you be like, all right, you know what? I'm her number two or number three or whatever. I'm just going to just do me. But the minute she comes around and be like, you know what? You're going to be my number one now. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you have that one because they are females. But I have a female like that, a female friend that she's not with no relationship. She likes to do what she got to do. But if she came to me right now and knocked on my door and said, Tone, I want to be with you and be with you only, I would take her in. You know, and I would be with her. That's who I really want to be with. You know what I'm saying? This one particular person, I know I want to be with her. You know what I'm saying? But she's not there yet. But I'm doing me in the process. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, like, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you know a person's out there in a way, or they might be involved with somebody else, or they just not there yet. And you'd be like, you know what? All right. But if you do ever decide, I got you. You know what I mean? So sometimes it could be a situation like that.
You know what? I can rock with that. I can rock with that. Because I'm in a situation where, okay, I like my friend, but relationship-wise, I'm just like, I don't know if there's something that I want, but I know he's a good man. So it's like when I see all these other motherfuckers, like somebody I could just smash and go with, I'm just like, at the end of the day, I have a good man that's wanting to be with me and he likes me and I'm sure he would give me the world. So why am I even wasting my time on these busters? And the thing that comes to my head is, oh, because they're closer, because he's like 2 hours away. I don't have patience with distance. If it's like more than like 45 minutes, I don't got patience.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. Yeah, I know it is.
But see, with me and her, the distance is not even a problem. She's like within maybe 4 blocks of me. You know what I'm saying? So she's in the neighborhood. But it's just the fact of the matter is like you said, like, she just don't want to be in a relationship. She wants to just do what she got to do. You know what I'm saying? But
she
it's
when
she tells me, she tells, huh?
She just want to do her.
Okay.
For now.
Right. Well, we had our moments. You know what I'm saying? We had the intimate, so it wasn't like I never got it. You know what I'm saying? I took it down a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? But she tells me the same thing like you just said about that person. You a good dude. I know you do anything for me, blah, 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 but I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm ever going to be there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm never going to let. She tells me I can never forget you. I can never let you go because you a good dude. You do good things for me. And, you know, and she looks out for me. Like, if I call her right now and tell her, yo, I need $20, I'm hungry, she'll give me $20. You know what I'm saying? So she does, she has her good ways of being. If I needed a ride somewhere, or if, like I said, if I need anything, she even tells me, if you ever need anything, holler at me. But, you know, me being as a man, you know, my pride gets in the way of asking another woman for money, especially for money. If I need a ride somewhere or something, all right, she, you know, that's nothing. That's easy, you know what I'm saying? But for me to ask another woman, unless you my girl or my wife or whatever, like, I'll go to my mom's before I ask a woman for money. You know what I'm saying? Or I'll go to one of my homeboys or something like that, be like, yo, I need $20, you know? So even though that offer's there, I just, me as a man, my pride gets in the way. So
like, so would you say that you're her number two? Like, you're her side? How would you describe? Would you say you're her side compared to everybody else?
Well,
like, you're like the side dick slash she would make you the main dick when she got ready to settle down.
Well, she's not really in a relationship with nobody. I mean, I know that she has like a couple of dudes that she might hangs out with or does whatever she with. So I guess you could say when I first met her and we was like really, really going hard, I was like her number two. Because her number one, I knew about her number one. She didn't know I knew about him. You know what I'm saying? But I found out who her main dude was at the time. She not really mess with him like that. No, she don't mess with him like that no more. But I know they still keep in contact. And I know that she keeps in contact with another dude or, you know, a couple of, you know, she basically lives her life free. She's not committed to nobody. So whoever she goes to. But like you said, but I am, in a way, her number two, in a way, on her list. So.
So you're okay with that?
I mean, it's not that I'm going to say I'm okay with it. I'm not okay with it, but that's the role that's been given to me. And it's my decision to deal with her. It's my decision to know what kind of person she is and the kind of level she keeps me on, but I still choose to deal with her on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if anything happens, or if it comes to the point where it's like, well, you know, you can't get mad at her because you know her situation, and she done told you plenty of times what she's about, and you know what she's about. So I can't get mad at her. I could just get mad at myself and say to myself, Tone, you knew what that was about, but you choose to deal with her. You know what I'm saying? So I can't get mad at nobody but myself.
Hmm.
But those are the cards I've been dealt. So I choose to play those cards and play them the way they're handed down on the table. So I mean, it is what it is. Like even like we was talking today. She called me this morning. She, you know, she told me, she go, you know, I call you every day. I call you more than you call me. And I said, well, you know, you do call me. You know what I'm saying? But then I told her, and I don't know how she kind of took it in a way for a minute, but I didn't put it out there. I told her, I said, well, you know, that's the least you could do is call me every day. In a way, trying to tell her, like, look, I don't see you like that. So the least you could do is call a brother. You know what I mean? So she kind of took it. Maybe she didn't take it, like, upset, but it was kind of, like, said to her to let her know, like, look, you know, you need to do a little bit more. You know, we were fooling around, going back and forth, but we was talking about a situation, and I was like, yeah, well, if they don't like it, they could go somewhere. And I told her in a playful way, but she kind of took it like, oh, okay. And I said, yeah, if you don't do what you need to do, you could go somewhere too or whatever. But she took a pause, but I was just playing with her. But she kind of realized, like, she said, oh, the way you said that was like kind of like you really meant it or whatever. You know, but she knows, but she told me, she was like, you know, you a good dude. I don't want to ever lose you, whatever. So she knows what it is.
That's interesting because it's like with my ex-husband, when he met his wife that he's with now, I was like, I guess it was beginning at the end of our marriage. And it's crazy because like he was just like, oh, all the mistakes that I made with her, with you, I'm going to correct them with her. How can you correct mistakes that you made with me, with somebody else that only got shit to do with our relationship? So I was just like, that's fucking retarded. So then, you know, you might as well say she was like the side chick or whatever. So, you know, they got married. Listen, we've been divorced like going on 16 years this year, 15, 16 years. And they've been married about that long. And he's cheated on her. So it's funny because it's like, there goes the prime example. If he did it once, he'll do it again. It's not like you can make a person change.
Hmm. Right, and that's the thing. A person got to change on their own. Like, they got to look at themselves in the mirror to realize what they do. The same thing with you and me. You know, we can't, nobody could tell us how to live our lives. Nobody could tell us, well, you could make a suggestion and tell me what I need to do and what I should do, but at the end of the day, I make that final decision. Those people, like her, she's got to look at herself in the mirror every day for the things she might have done or the way she does things or whatever the case may be. So at the end of the day, she's got to live with maybe the guilt. You know, the guilt tends to, you know, eat a person up quicker than anything else. So whatever she might have done, whatever lies she might have told, whatever things she might have did a certain way, she's got to live with that. Because at the end of the day, I know what kind of guy I've been to her. I've known her now for 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Going on 4 years in June. And within those 4 years, I only been truthful to her. Now, I know and she knows that she's lied to me plenty of times, you know, and she's got to live with that. You know, people who lie or people who make things up, they have to live with those things. So at the end of the day, it's like you got to look at yourself in the mirror. I always say that, you know, when people do things, you might feel like you pulling a move on somebody, but at the end of the day, you only hurting yourself because you got to look at yourself in the mirror every day knowing you lied to that person.
I mean, but some people don't care. Me personally, I couldn't be a side chick. I couldn't be number two because I am too needy. I don't mind you having kids, but, oh, I have a woman, I have a wife. What the fuck that got to do with me? Like, if you fucking with me, you got to give me my time. You got to give me what I want. So I wouldn't make a good side chick. Now, could I have side dudes? Of course. I sure could. And I would let everybody know. Look, this is what your role is. This is your position. This is what you do. This is what you don't do. You don't get upset because I'm with somebody else because I'm not yours.
Right.
I'm not even yours at the moment.
Yeah. Now, when you let the role be known, when you let the person know what their role is, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, cool. Like, I remember a female, she told me she was married, but she still wanted to deal with me. All right, I know how to play that. You know what I'm saying? You tell me you married, you tell me you got a man at home or whatever. All right, I know how to play that. I know my role. I know not to call at certain times. You know what I'm saying? I understand if you can't come by. And when you do come by, I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? We go out, we go out. You know? So there's certain roles that I told you that, all right, this is what it is. But some people don't want to tell you what your role is. You got to, like, figure it out. You know, if I ask you, yo, are you dating anybody? Are you seeing anybody? And you tell me no, that you straight up single. All right, I'm going to try to prove to you that it could be me and you. I'm going to try to go hard. But then if I go hard and you tell me, oh, well, you need to fall back. Why do I got to fall back if you're not seeing nobody? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's how you can catch people out there.
Okay, but my thing is to you, why would you want to be a number two?
Well, it's not the fact that I want to be a number two,
but
my thing is that...
But you've been in situations where you are not number one. So my thing is, like, why would you settle for being number two?
Sometimes being
what
number
is it
two...
About, what is it about that female that has you... fucked up to where you'd be like, okay, I'll accept this shit. I'll be number two.
But see, you know what it is? Is that actually sometimes being number two is less stressful because you don't got to take on the responsibility of being number one. Because when you're number one, now it's like, when you're number one, it's kind of like they know everything about you. They know your whereabouts. It's like, you know, the checking in. And this and that, it becomes like a title when you're number one. You know what I'm saying? So for certain people, I will be a number one in them. And then there's certain people that I'd rather just stay the number two or whatever the case may be. Like I have female friends that I'm number one in their book. You know, I have a female who I'm number one in her book, but I don't want to be her number one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like vice versa with her. But, you know, that's just how dating is. Dating is just fucked up. The whole dating game, the whole relationship game is just so twisted. Like, and society has made it like that. Social media has made dating terrible. You know, it's just how it is now.
You said social media has made dating terrible.
That's it. Yeah, it's made it terrible. It's actually worse to date somebody because of social media than back in the days and just meeting somebody and getting a number, calling them, and talking to them on the phone for 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. I see what you're saying. We're going to take our first music mix break. This mix is a hot ass slow mix, and it's 15 minutes. Take a music break, then we're going to come back.
Before the light, thinking about tonight, I can't sleep. Just a few hours ago, we had the TV on, drowning out your dreams. Tell me your favorite love song, girl. I'm gonna play it while you're close, girl. Girl, what you say?
I'm in the mood for tried my best to let it go, but I could not resist it. It's too tempting, I'm sniffing, touching, feeling. Me and him be kicking it, while all the while I'm hitting it. Ooh. I know that girl, it's gonna be hard for me to run with him. Cause we be hooping and shit, that's my dog, my best friend. Said I would never let a chick come between me and my homie. Had a little too much to drink in the night you put it on me. And now I don't know if I forget the fact that we be up in them hotel suites. Baby, this is crazy. You don't tell nobody, I won't tell no more. Baby, we can keep it on the hush. Yeah, he is just too close to me. This is not supposed to be, but I can't keep you away from me. Sometimes I feel guilty, girl, sometimes I don't. I try my best to say no, but girl, you turn me on. I'm coming over to your home when I know that I'm not strong. Blowing up your phone, girl, checking to see if he's home. It's too tempting, I'm slipping, touching, feeling, feeling. Me and him be kicking it, while all the while I'm hitting it. Woo. I know that girl, it's gonna be hard for me to ride with him. Cause we be sleeping and shit, that's my dog, my best friend. Said I would never let a chick come between me and my homie. Had a little too much to drink in the night you put it on me. And now I don't know if I regret the fact that we be up in them hotel suites. Baby, this is crazy, crazy. You don't tell nobody, and I won't tell nobody. Baby, we can keep it on the hush. He is just too close to me. Sometimes I wish that this had never, ever happened. I'm so glad that it's happening. I just don't know what to do. Girl, I'm so caught up with you. Should've never, ever started. Gotta get enough out your problems.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll be there shortly, I just want to finish this last little part.
Hi, baby.
I promise I'll be home soon.
I got something for you.
Oh, you got something for me?
Mm-hmm.
Got something for you too.
I got some music I'm trying to make with you. But before we get into it, let's explain the rules. Don't worry about the tempo. Any minute it could change, and the melody could be whatever.
Don't sit for me.
With me it's your first time, so I'ma let you freestyle. Say whatever comes to your mind, yeah. For me I've been doing this for a while. Keep up with mine.
How long does it take to reach a peak? Thinking about the work I'ma put in to make it great. Yeah, I won't disappoint, that's on everything. Whatever you want, gon' happen in this hot 16. Stop it if you want to. This is what I'm gon' do. It ain't gon' take all night, no. We're about to make a masterpiece.
Together, it's unbelievable.
Could it be the drums that's got us?
Damn,
it's getting hotter.
Down the small of your back, I feel you excited and getting chills.
And your body's taking over, girl.
Be open to this poetry. We're writing new position, making history.
How long does it take to reach your peak?
Until I get there, just stay on the line.
I got to put her on the floor. She leak, but she still breathing. Oh. Give her mouth to mouth a little more. Repeat it to show her I mean it. Oh. I think I know what's wrong. Let me turn off all the lights. She won't be here for long if I don't get this right. Girl, I just can't lose you. So hold on.
I wonder how many females actually got pregnant off of that.
I'm sure a lot.
this R. Kelly, period. Like, I know R. Kelly's got to be responsible for so many pregnancies.
Hell
like his
yeah.
whole catalog. His whole catalog's got to be responsible probably for about 2 billion babies. Just in the United States.
When I was married, and before I was married, I don't even know what it is about your body is calling me. That song is like an aphrodisiac to me. I told you real quick, you want some pussy? You play that song, oh, it's going down. But it's going down. Like, it's out the gate. I should write a blog. The guide to making
there you go.
Correct way.
You just came up with a new blog for tomorrow.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm going to lay it all out on the line on how to properly get me going.
But if you throw on R. Kelly's first album, that was, what, 12 play?
No. Yeah. That was the first album because he had R. Kelly in Public Announcement. So, yeah, his first one was 12 play.
Right, if you throw on 12 play and let that rock, that alone could get you anybody to move still in 2013. And that album came out, what, 20 years ago? The album dropped.
Mm-hmm. That is a classic. It's like, as soon as I hear you calling, I'm like, oh, I start doing the jeans, pulling shit down, or I start grinding on you, I grab your shit, like, what, nigga, what? Oh, yes.
Automatic wetness.
Yes. Slow grinding, slow winding. Oh, pull your head back, kiss that neck. What? Oh, yes. Then go down to the middle of your chest. Then play with the little nipples. Go down to your belly button. And boom, you already ready. So then when I go ahead and hit you with the flex or the felony, it's a wrap. He's just going to lay back and be like, oh, damn.
Well, fuck,
like,
you ready,
yeah.
Brother, you ready to hand you over the debit card with the pin on it.
Yeah. Baby, here
like,
go my checkbook.
That.
You have unlimited check writing rights. What? Thank you. What did you do to me? I had one person one day was like, why you do me like that? Babe, why you do me like that? Why do you like what? I just, you know. I saw the opportunity. I took it. So now, guess what? You're going to remember me for the rest of your life. So anytime you fuck with a bitch, if she ain't stepping to you like this, then she is not worthy to be with you. And, oh, by the way, I'm moving back to North Carolina. I'm going to holler at you. And he was living in Florida. That's what you call a life changer right there. Do a nigga dirty,
wow.
But not, like, dirty, but do him dirty in the bedroom and just fuck his whole head up. And then you leave and go, like, 12 hours away. Now, if we're just going to feel a certain kind of way, all he's going to do is just have his damn memories, stroke his dick, and just be like, or play Keisha Cole, I remember. Be like, See, that's why I can't be the side chick, because I would do, like, so much shit to you. Like, when you go home to your woman, you'll just not even want to be there no more, like, yo, bitch, for real. You'll want to be like, why can't you be like, Chuck, what you mean? What? I seen this movie or I read this blog and nah, nigga, you acting funny. You ain't even giving me the dick like you used to. Like, you, like, short and everything with it. Like, So, see, no.
See, what
I
happens
couldn't.
Is a female like you, you giving out that good felony, as you like to call it, make a nigga want to get on the phone like Red Fox said, hey, honey, check this out. I ain't good, no, not Red Fox. Homeboy, the white nigga from Harlem.
Oh,
night.
Yeah,
he said, hey,
he was fucking with Sunshine. He
put
said,
your mama
I ain't
on the phone for
home.
A minute. Hey, baby, check this out. I ain't never coming home. You have a good life.
Exactly. Matter of fact, we got another call. People are listening, but somebody's actually wanting to speak. It's the last four numbers of 4480. You're live on Sensual Sunday with Chuck Mommy and Tone. What's up?
Hey, Chuck. Oh, Lord, Tone again. This is Boston.
Hey,
hello, how you
Bobby.
Doing?
What's doing?
How are you, hon?
I'm fine, boo. How about you? I had to laugh at your last comment. It was so funny. I almost fell over in the kitchen.
What I say?
I ain't laughing at you. Don't laugh at no boy from my Red Fox and Hall Night. He didn't even say that part. That was the white man who said that part. He told the child, tell your mother I'm never coming home again. Misquote in my favorite movie.
You know, Tone is special. Tone be adding his special stuff up on there.
He's so used to lying, he just come nasty to him. You see how he just did? What's up, Tone?
I'm here. Now, I remember Red Fox. I forgot it was a white dude. I remember it was, but then I just said, yeah, it was a white guy. But Red Fox, I remember the part of Red Fox when they were talking about sunshine. And he was all looking up in the air, smiling. Uh-huh. He was like, why they call her sunshine?
So good. He looked up in the air. Mm-hmm. And his son, he was looking up in the air with his blind ass. So what I missed, what's the topic tonight?
What do you think about the topic tonight? If you were, hold on, let me get the question. So, would you trust being number one when you were number two?
No. I mean, you just moved up in ranks with somebody to fill your spot sooner or later.
So you don't think it's possible at all for a person
eventually,
to
eventually, you might get, after they get tired of playing the games after a while, you might do it, but I don't expect an overnight wonder. No, not at all. Mm-mm. Been there, done that.
And how did that work for you? You was number two or you was number one and found out there was a number two?
Well, what had happened was I was number one in mine, and then I found something better. Now I didn't mind them being number two because we both were number twos, and then, you know, it worked out in the end, but it wasn't no easy day.
Wow.
You win the battle, but you may not win the battle, but you win the war. That was a long war. It was like a Ali versus Frazier. I took some blues.
Wow.
So what everybody's saying, they believe it's possible?
They like, no, but when I posed the question on VBM, this one guy told me that the person that he's with now was his number two, and she became his number one. And they've been married for 4 years, and, you know, they have kids. He said that was the best. She's the best thing that ever happened to him.
It can't happen. I'm the best thing to happen to mine now, but there was a time when I was a little doubtful myself. Even with all my good qualities, I was a little doubtful myself. So, you know, maybe in the long run, but don't expect no fast turnaround time. You just move in and yours also move sailing. Plus, karma's a bitch, too. You got to pay for what you did. You took somebody from somebody. You ain't going to be smooth sailing the whole time.
I feel you on that. I can't be your number two. I can't.
Oh, I know you can't.
I demand too much, and then his bitch will be mad because he'll be coming home telling her to do all kinds of crazy shit.
This is true. So you can't play back, Burner?
You ain't sucking my dick right. What you mean? I've been sucking your dick like this for the last 2 years. Well, bitch, I was with Chocolate one night, and she changed my whole world. This is how you need it.
You do it all.
You would tell him
to just stop. Just go to bed. I don't want to do this no more. You're making them idiot.
Yeah, you making my balls.
I feel like this, though. Gray head will make a nigga do... go climb mountains, though. You don't even need good. You don't even need to give a nigga pussy. You give me some good head. I work overtime for that ass.
He's thinking about it too. You hear him breathing?
Yes. Tone is a head.
Fly to number one, I guess.
He's a head.
Listen, let me tell you something. If you could get a great head and know how to cook, we can get married
cooking
tomorrow.
Cooking right now. That's why I took the other bitch, because I can cook and get a great head. Okay.
If you could cook and get gray heads, let me tell you something. If you could cook and get gray head and understand sports, your wife should.
I know sports. I grew up in sports. Well, that's how I did it. Okay, I know I had decent skills, but I didn't know I was going to do all that. But
a lot of women don't understand that, though.
This is how it worked out. I had a husband and he had a girlfriend. So I was just trying to get a little booty. He's younger than me or whatever. You know, keep up. Did some things that I never experienced in life. And then next thing you know, I was leaving husband. He was leaving girlfriend. But in between, he wanted to do a little dip and dodging. So, of course, that's another story in itself. You need a whole other hour for that story. Whole other hour. That was a whole three-way thing going on. Trust me. I can tell y'all stories for days. It's all my regular life.
Damn.
So I had to get rid of her. She was hard to get rid of. She was like roaches through a nuclear war. She survived everything.
Holy shit.
She ended up being his baby's mother, but that's all she got was a baby. I told her, thank you. I didn't have to get the stretch marks or the fatness. She took care of that for me. He satisfied on me. Dumb bitch. People still trying to do that stuff. It's 2000, new century. People still trying to get the baby to keep a man. When is that going to work? Maybe one day.
Never.
You can try
to
survival
work.
Days. To me, it pushes them farther apart if it was something that was on plan. You know, you just do what you got to do, take care of responsibility, but don't try to force it where it don't fit. Plus, don't try to come up against me.
Wow.
Matter of fact, we have a New York caller that's been listening. Now they're going to talk. I wonder who this is, Blossom. Okay, 9689, you're live on the air.
What's good, y'all?
Hi.
What's up? I just want to make one quick comment. This is Mo.
Hey,
I
Mo.
Think number two, how you doing, sweetie? To me, number two chick is always going to stay number two because they compete too much to be number one. And then me as a man, if you're going to screw me while I got a girl, you're always liable of fucking somebody on the side. So you can never be my number one chick. I will never trust you. You know what I mean? So number two is always going to be number two. Whether she good, bad, she's going to suck your dick good. She's going to do what she got to do to always compete for that first prize. At the end of the day, if you got wifey at home, wifey is wifey. She earned that spot. Now, if I leave wifey, number two will never become wifey because I can never trust her. You understand? You got to be able to trust your wife. Even though they
I heard that before.
Yeah, but you can't trust them. And for some reason, us men, number two is always a slut. For this, for that, they lick your ass, they suck your dick, they do everything they got to do in life to keep you content. You understand? And to keep you in a pocket. But wifey is wifey.
It depends. I guess every man is different. Some men, like you said, the old boy said, they've been married for 4 years and it worked out well. It just depends on the man because, in my opinion, a person either sucking dick and doing all that shit because it's natural to them or because they're trying to get you. If you're just naturally that way and you're not trying to compete, then there's nothing to say. But if you're just doing it to get them in, you got to do something the same thing you took to keep them, get them into something to keep them. That's my opinion. I mean,
I heard that.
I got told that before. I heard that before.
Yeah,
how
I look
you?
At it like, you know, you just, you know, especially if you
I heard that.
Like,
mommy asked
me. The game is the game, you know what I mean? But you just play your position. Don't ever look for a high spot. You know where you are. You know where you stand. You stay there. And it just can't. That's all.
I know
but
this one guy.
But my question to you, Mo, is you was like, wifey is going to be wifey, she be number two. So if a person has the title of wifey, she did everything that she was supposed to when you trust her and everything like that, why the fuck would you want to have a number two?
Because niggas is dogs. Bottom line, by nature. That's
you can't
all.
Be
that's
trusted,
it.
But you want somebody to trust. That's so backwards.
A man is a fucking dog by nature. It's in a man nature. You understand?
It's called self-control.
I'm probably incriminating myself right now. Let me stop playing. But that niggas is dog. You understand? And
I think it comes with maturity. Because if you're willing to throw away everything you got,
appetite for women. You understand? And it comes with the territory. You're going to deal with it or you're not. 80-20. Bottom line, you ain't going to get 100% man. If you do, that nigga is crazy. You psychotic.
But you know what, though?
You're
the
crazy one.
Listen, I'm just keeping it 100. You gonna, if you get 100% nigga, down the line, you're going to realize that nigga's crazy. If he just into you and you and only you for 14, 15, 20 years, that's one of them CSI cases you're going to see on the news.
Have you ever seen Love, A Thin Line, Love and Hate, the movie?
Yeah.
Smitty say it in a piece of ass he wouldn't mind waxing, but he think about what he got at home and he don't want to risk it for some piece of ass. That's the difference between a man and a man who can't have self-control and a man that follows his little head. That's the difference. Right. Don't say because a man is bitter to be a bitch. You still have self-control. A bitch is a bitch.
It sounds
but
good.
You know what I heard, though? I heard that some guys keep a number two because, like Homeboy was just saying just now, the number two girl is usually the slut. She'll do anything you want. Like, I know this one guy, he said he won't let his wife get some head because he feels that's disrespectful to his wife. But he'll let another broad get some head.
I mean, y'all
They look at their number two as, you know, like I said, that porn star, that slut that's squirting her face.
Why you can't turn your wife out? Why you got to turn the other bitch out? Why you can't turn your wife out?
Sometimes 9 out of 10, your wife got your kids, and you don't want your wife to go on and kissing your babies after she just swaddled a couple of your babies. You know?
So she walking around.
You don't care about the number two. You bust all on the number two's face. You don't care about the number two, so you're like, fuck that. I'll bust
they
all on
it off.
For that.
That's what the fuck is what it's for? Y'all sound crazy to me right now. I'm sorry. I know everybody got their own opinion, but I'm looking at y'all real sideways. Like, your wife walking around with
you're not the only one. That's crazy. Because, oh, wow. I done heard it all now.
I heard all that. It sounds real good, but it must be. I don't know what every woman in America at least has done at least one time. So I guess she walking
but
around with that same
slogan. Well, let me hear this slogan. Every woman sucks dick. But every woman don't suck every man's dick. You understand?
Yeah,
that?
But you just said, how you know the hoe don't suck everybody's dick? And why would you want somebody sucking your dick to head all that?
See, what happens is when you make a woman your wifey, when you make a woman that number one, it's like now it's like very sophisticated now. Now that woman is a sophisticated woman in your life. You know, you're not going to expose her to things like you would a number two or any kind of jump off. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like
a lot of men cherish, not to cut you off, a lot of men value their wife like their mom. You know what I mean? Their mother, wife figure. You understand
okay,
what I'm saying?
But,
you take it
sweetheart,
take it out.
At the end of the day, behind closed doors, your mama is sucking your daddy's dick. Your mama is a freak.
As long as you don't
see
that.
Your mama taking the name.
Yeah. Yes, June Cleaver was just a facade. That
her
and Ward were swinging. They had the lifestyle.
Know,
she was a swallower.
The difference is your wife will suck your dick, you nut, whatever. Your side chick will suck your dick, you want nut in the face, and wife is on her face. You understand the difference?
You want to fuck that weave up when on the side.
I don't ask to view everybody. I like
you know
what? Who do it?
The number two. Y'all
the number
y'all two.
Sound
you want
primitive. I hope some more men calling because this can't be life.
The number two. You want her to swallow your nut? Like it's a must that she swallows your nut. Wifey don't gotta swallow. All wifey gotta do is be some good pussy when you want it. Make sure she fuck you good and cook a great meal. When you come home from work, that's what wifey does. Number two,
get work
yeah.
Once you get home.
Huh?
About that. About when she work hard. Too? About when she work hard too. You cook for
number two. So number two ain't supposed to work hard.
I
don't
cook. I don't cook.
I
work. So what if I want to come cook meal?
Hey, listen. I'll cook for mine if I feel like it. Listen, when you're in a relationship. If you're married, it usually should be 50-50 anyway. You'll cook maybe 3 days out the week. I'll cook 3 days out the week, and maybe you might be one day designated where we'll go out for dinner. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I'm just checking.
See, I'm Big Tone. I got a solution for everything. I don't know if you know that.
That's that fast talk, Tone. I don't be believing that.
Nah, that ain't that fast. That's just that New York shit.
Whatever,
no, Tom.
I'm from
Jersey.
It don't matter where
you're
from, it's your mentality.
Listen.
True.
Like
I said,
I got a solution for everything.
I don't know what century y'all in, but this is not Gomer Pyle. People down south is not backwards. They only have is an accent. They still black people, still making money. The only thing different is shit a little bit cheaper, it's not as fast, but nobody's slow.
Yeah, see
this ain't Mississippi.
This is
yes. This ain't one more time. Talk, you better tell me I don't know. They come down here, don't ever want to go back to New York.
Yeah, but you know what, though? My parents were like that. My parents were, my mother, she would cook
good
like
night.
Three,
thanks
4 days
for
out the
me.
Week. And we would leave like Fridays
movie,
and Saturdays.
Y'all see the movie, Meet
go
the
out
Brown.
To eat.
The mother was a nasty hoe. Did y'all hear all the hoes the father had in the movie, Meet the Brown?
Oh, yeah.
And that was his wife. I don't know.
Hi, Ashley.
Right after my...
Hey. You hear
what's
this
up,
bullshit
Ashton?
With Tone and Mo? Yeah, I hear it. I'm coming from a family gathering. My cousin graduated today, but I just had to call in.
Oh,
thank you. And you call in and listen to the bullshit from the men. I swear, it's always one thing or another with men. Mo is like, wifey doesn't suck dick. So, you know,
what?
That's what
no,
the
no,
side
no,
chick
no, no,
does.
No, we didn't say wifey hey, don't suck dick. We didn't say wifey
well,
don't suck dick.
You said some men respect their mouth. Y'all want them to do it.
You know? We just said wifey ain't swallowing the nut.
I ain't swallowing the nut. That's just why I'm wifey. Okay.
So if not wifey, who else?
The side hoe.
Jump on.
Yeah, but she has to do extra work and don't get the wifey benefits. That doesn't make
mm-hmm.
sense.
Well, actually, that's her job. She came in for that. That's her position.
Wow. I was never like
y'all,
that.
Wait, hold on. Yes, okay, yes, do it on y'all perspective. A side nigga to y'all, what? Y'all got a husband at home. What is a side nigga job? It ain't just taking
the
bills.
I don't have a side man. When I'm dedicated, I'm dedicated.
Here we go. Oh, okay, so you're a good girl. You're a good girl, right?
Don't make no sense speaking of too many people when too many people ain't doing for you. The way you need them to do.
I hear that. So you find that.
If my main nigga ain't eating my pussy on a regular, then he's not the main nigga. He needs to get going. Wasting my time.
Mm-hmm. Get going.
It sounds good.
Oh, see. That's a great concept because she's right. If he ain't doing what he's supposed to, then he needs to be fired.
Nah, you know.
How many times have you been fired, Mo?
Who?
How many times have you been
fired?
It sounds like you've been fired.
I've been
fired. So it.
Huh? I'm a fucking boss. I don't get fired. I do the hiring.
Oh, shit, man.
He does the hiring.
He got an ego.
I don't understand why people want to waste their time like that. If you have somebody who you invested in trying to build with, and then you're going to waste your time with the side person just because you don't want your female that you're supposed to be building with, exploring everything with, to do certain things.
50 Shades of
Grey.
Now, but you know what it is, though? Some people don't want to get into a relationship because being in past relationships, they've been hurt. So they don't want to feel that feel no more of being hurt after being dedicated to somebody. So they'd rather just be that number two.
I don't know. Nobody's had problem number two. I'm going back for the. If you my number two, I mean, I'm saying it's different, but.
I'm
lost. Hey, listen, when it comes down to relationships and dating, everybody has a reason why they date the way they date. That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is it could be personality. It could be sex. It could be any of them. Financially, people together for whatever reasons in life right now. Different reasons in life, you know.
A date is a date. A jump off is a jump off. There's two different categories.
Thank you.
Jump off is just somebody that you know.
No, a date could be a jump off. You could be taking a jump off out of a nice dinner or something. Just because she has a jump off doesn't mean she doesn't get nice things. Sometimes you might buy your jump off better things than you buy your own wife.
Or you might buy the bitch a chicken box. That's what you're good for.
That's it. Sometimes you might need a
chicken box.
Sometimes you might just get a chicken box with an extra biscuit. You know what I'm saying? She acts right that week.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
God. Oh, you like a super size soup, no?
Yeah,
she might get a super size
the,
with a corn
on
a car
on the
this week.
Well, let me
I don't know
ask
what
you guys.
I could not trust being number one if I was number two, because if he can have that kind of energy to make me number two, he can have that kind of energy to make someone else number two when he's not satisfied with what I'm doing instead of communicating with me first.
I guess that's why numbers never end. They got 3, 4, 5, 6.
And that's why we have AIDS, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea.
Herpes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Word.
Like an
epidemic.
It happens.
I try my best to make sure that my individual is satisfied. So if there's anything that I'm not doing or that I refuse to do and he absolutely has to live with that, then we need to go our separate ways and vice versa. But if we can compromise, we can compromise. But I don't think that there should be any limits in a relationship where he needs another.
You're right, but you know how many cases people run into? You ever dated somebody that, like, companion-wise, y'all got along so well, y'all could hang out, y'all could chill, you know, y'all could go out, you know, the communication was there, but sexually y'all had no chemistry, but you love hanging with this dude, but every time you fuck him, you never get an orgasm. But that
okay,
last nigga, you was great. Hold on, but this is what these girls go through. This is what these women go through. You know, they love a nigga to death, prettiest nigga in the world. Go to the gym, they, you know, love walking around with them, but you lay down and you bored to death. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
What you doing? But what do you do when it comes to that? You go buy your dildo and you.
Yep.
Did she tell that man that she was bored to death when it came to fucking?
I don't know, because I was a side nigga on them cases.
You was a side nigga, so you don't even know if she told him that she was bored, and if she did tell him, did she give him a chance to make things right?
Oh, so I'll give him a chance to make. Sexual chemistry come natural. It comes within
well, then,
having.
You know what? Then she just needs to be friends with that dude and let him be sexual chemistry compatible with somebody else. Stop being selfish.
You're a too good girl.
No, I'm not.
But you'll sit there with no nut in the world as long as mentally you're happy. That's what's up. I'm not knocking you. Do your thing, sweetie. I'm not knocking you. Do your thing, you know? You, him, and your dildo. Yeah, have fun.
Me and my dildo. How you know? First of all, I make sure that I'm sexually satisfied with whoever I deal with. I am sexually satisfied with whomever I deal with. And if I'm not sexually satisfied, I saw that. If I'm not sexually satisfied, I let him know. And if he can't hang, he goes away. That's just what it is. But I'm not going
to
cheat him out of a happy
life. That's what I'm saying. Like, see, I was making an example. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just making an example.
I'm not going to cheat nobody out of a happy life. I'm not going to lie to him, and I'm not going to put myself in a position to get him sick because he can't satisfy me.
So you just straight poke. You just telling the world the truth. Everybody. You ain't got a sin in your body. Not a bone, right?
What is he talking about?
She says she don't want to catch
so
a disease.
Innocent.
There's too much out there. When she with somebody, she's satisfied with one person.
That's cool. That's your preference. So you really can't knock nobody else. And if you're going to be honest with that man, a lot of these women are not honest with these niggas. So that's why it's not niggas. Not chicks.
Well, maybe
she
wants your chicken box. Maybe that's why she came over for the chicken box. And he giving her baked chicken. You want that king crown? What is it? Crown
prize? If a lot of women were more honest about a man and his dick game, then we wouldn't have a lot of problems. And if
That's
women,
right.
and then if women, you know, some women stop playing these little games like, oh, I can't fuck him out the gate because he's gonna think I'm a hoe. Yo, for real, go ahead, fuck on the first night. So y'all can see if y'all sexually compatible. Because there's nothing worse than waiting and then you've been with somebody for like X amount of months and then y'all fuck and y'all not sexually compatible. You don't waste that time on nothing. Fuck the first night. Get it out the way.
Huh? And still being dishonest because you invested everything, and then being that the sex is not, if sex is bad, you just like, oh, well, what should I do?
Man, I'm going to go fuck somebody. I'm going to go find some dick that's compatible for me. I'm going to keep fucking on the first night till I find the right dick. Hey, come here. Let's fuck and see if we're compatible. We're not. I'm not fucking no more. Get out. Hey, come here.
I think the world be a better place.
Never mind.
Listen, I think the world be a, I think the world be a better place if women start doing that, just going up to me like, look, come here. I want to fuck you because I want to see you be compatible. Because there's too much violence going on in this world. Motherfuckers is backed up, they ain't getting no ass. So maybe if y'all women, if a lot of women stop being like so stuck up and this and that, just go up to a nigga and be like, yo, let's fuck. If we compatible, I'll fuck you again. If we're not compatible, all right, at least we did it one time. And niggas would be more content instead of worrying about why this nigga is with this chick or why this chick is coming to see this dude. Like, let's all just fuck and see who's compatible and ride off in the sunset.
You know what?
And then we all have chicken boxes and live a happy, happy life. Chicken for everybody.
You know what?
Fuck you.
You know what, Tom? I'm not going to talk to you. You know, shout out to all the chicks that are side chicks. Y'all better than me because I couldn't do it. I ain't going to do it because I demand too much. And then if you are a side chick thinking, like, when the main bitch get fired, you're going to fill her position? Yeah, go ahead and fill her position, but yours becomes open, too. Men that are side, men, do y'all thing, homie. Do y'all thing.
Listen, you could go from the ratchet list to the sophisticated list. Yeah, you can get promoted.
But, I mean, in all actuality, what the promotion, I mean, to me, it's still going to be the fucking same. You still going to get the dick.
No, not really.
You still
going to
get
really
what the
because,
fuck you getting. Because
you could graduate from chicken boxes to, you know, the good shit. You can
well,
go from a ham and cheese sandwich.
I think you would probably be, like, one of the only cheap motherfuckers that side bitches is fucking. But for normal niggas, I mean, for a bitch,
nah,
it's gonna be the
same thing. It's not about being that I'm cheap. It's not that I might be cheap or whatever the case. I told you that before. I can't give everybody a steak dinner, then a steak dinner won't mean nothing. If you my main board and I have a side chick and I'm giving both of y'all steak dinners, then it's not worth nothing to you. Because then what's going to happen is, oh, word, so you taking the steak dinners too? Then what the fuck am I? But if I'm just giving my sandwiches and I'm giving you steak dinners, then at least you know you worth something. Because I'll be like, look, ma, she's only getting a sandwich. You get steak.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, look at my nose, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Tone, your reason cracks me up every motherfucking time.
But I'm just, but that's what I'm saying though. Like that's what I'm saying. Like a woman's gonna cook for her man, but she's not gonna cook for the side dude. That's what I'm saying. If a man chick is cooking for her husband and she cooking for the side dude, then what's that worth to the husband? How Jay Z said, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting food out of hand. You come on to this shit to show this can. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. You know what I mean? So it can't be, I can't offer the same to everybody. Some people get less than others. Shit. Sasha, look, she getting a tip.
Let me ask you a question, though, bro. You think you're being in love with two women at the same time?
What happened?
You think you could be in love with two women? Just in love, like, you love both of them just equally and don't know who to choose from?
Yeah, it's a puppy. I could. It's happened. It's happened to a lot of dudes. I've had homeboys that have been in love with two women like that where they go hard with both of them.
Yeah, so
you know, I've seen it.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I've seen it, and I've seen what they've gone through, and it's very stressful. I don't want to be like that.
I know, kid. I know.
Also, you was in love with
you
women at the same time, though?
It's very stressful, and it's very hitting hard on the pocket. Being in love with two women is stressful and it's hard on the pocket. Because not only when you go to Victoria's Secret, you bond for two women. You know what I'm saying? At least You know, for the main broad, you go to Victoria's Secret. For the side chick, you go to Rainbows or some shit like that. You go to fucking Forever 21 or something. You know what I'm saying? But when you in love with two women, when you go to Macy's, you got to shop for two broads. At least I know if I go to Macy's for the main chick, I just got to get one bag. You know what I'm saying? Then maybe go to, like, you know, Dresses for Less, the side broad, get her a little something for the night. You know what I mean?
Nah, I feel you, sir. That shit is a headache, though. Why, none of you ladies Wait, was ever like, with two men at the same time?
The what?
Are any of you ladies in love with two guys at the same time?
Hell no. I don't even want to love one motherfucker. Hell no.
I like them a lot. Nah, Chocolate has two guys falling in love with her at the same time because of the felony.
Me, like, saying the L word to a dude, what was that show when somebody was like, I la la la, they can say love, they were like, I la la
la. You trying to say the L word, you start sounding like corky and shit.
I'll just be like, me too, me too.
Now you just got to prove it for real, because nobody believe that shit anymore. Unless you're showing it, it's just another word, you know?
Well, I just made some rolls, some cabbage, some sweet peas, and some yeast. I'm ready to eat. Y'all make me look like chicken boxes and stuff. Chicken boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta make sure you keep
that ass fat. That's just like taking every woman you meet, every woman you come in contact with, and letting her meet your mom. Not every female meets your mom. The jump off don't meet your mom.
Hoes meet your homies. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know what's sad, though, kid? I beg to differ, because you hang out with your jump off a lot, because they're usually your friends. You know, a girl you hang out with, and she usually the one that get along with your mother. The mother don't never usually like the wife.
Yeah, you right about that. That's true. Usually, mom Dukes like to jump off. Better than the main chick.
Better than they like the white chick.
That's
you
the problem
feel
Scrappy
see,
going through
you
right
a
now.
Scrappy going through, right? Huh?
Right, I just said that. Scrappy going through that right now. Mama D hating on
white. That's because when, and I'm speaking from experience, that's because when the man, the son, settles down with the woman, wifey, whatever the fuck you want to call her, then it's like, that bitch starts feeling a certain kind of way and be, like, slowly trying to drive wedges and stuff like that and be wanting to have more control over the son or be like, you know, because your mama can spot a bitch that ain't shit real quick. And when you see certain qualities like that, you keep a sharp eye on that household because, you know, when that bitch get out of line, you're going to be like a hawk. You're going to swoop down on her and fucking
hey, mama
fuck her up.
Nah,
yeah,
Mama
so
D
Mama
is,
D,
me, Mama
I ain't
D.
as bad as Mama,
Mama
D.
D.
I ain't as bad as Mama D. But, yeah, that's what it is because it's like the jump-offs, they not trying to cause problems between the mama and the son. They just happy to be with the nigga. They know their role. They play their position. And I would never be able to compete with mother. Mama cool. As long as mama like me, son going to keep me around. The moment the mama don't like the chick, all hell break loose because she can't come to family functions. She can't be around her because, you know, you going to have to pick sides. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to go with your mama because you popped out of her Gucci.
Nah, you cut your mama off sometime. Yeah, as a grown man, mama going to have to live her life. Mama got to go. Mama got to go chill and sit down for a little bit.
Mamas do chill, but then you got to remember sometimes men pick some of the wrong bitches to be with, and bitches tend to have no respect for certain things, and they tend to cross lines. So when they cross the line, the mother is going to make sure you get back across that line and stay over there.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at Mama D either.
Nah, Mama D is possessive. I think she's bogged down.
Mama D, no, Mama D is crazy for real, because when I was locked up and I was at the halfway house in Atlanta and I worked at this restaurant Mix, she was working with this girl that can sing.
Awesome.
And she was like that. She's like really extra for real. So I tell people, I don't really know how Mama Jones is, but from my own personal interaction with Mama D, that bitch is really crazy for real. And medication was going a long way with her.
Well,
medication
was
going a long way.
But Sophie said was right, though. The girlfriend, we knew her mother was crazy.
She way too much in a relationship. And at the end of the day, Erica had your grandchild. Erica had your son's back when, you know, he went out here and was fucking with these gold digging bitches and everything like that. And remember, when he ain't have nowhere to stay, he was living with her. Hell, he's still living with her.
Yeah, but that's what
he gave her the money or not.
He need to get his own pack and he separate all that. Erica won't kick him out. He ain't got one on the mama. Mama won't kick him out. He ain't got one on the Erica. Get your own shit. Live your life. Stop.
He want to be with her, though.
Huh?
He want to be with her, though. It's not like he just doing it for his daughter. He said he wanted to work. He love her.
Nah, that's spicy. He love that woman, but you love the tough one. That's a strong one. Erica to me is a strong one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, especially if he's supposed to be humiliated because he left you for Diamond. Then Diamond dumped his ass and went to Soulja Boy. Then he, and came back home and like you took him in. Then he starts fucking with Shay, get her to put shit in her name. Then he proposes to you and he comes back to you. I mean, it's like, you know, and it's crazy because my cousin is like, he stays a couple of doors down from them. And it's like when they first started shooting Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta, they came through the neighborhood and it's like, you know, they're going to be camera crews. They're going to be lights because we're shooting this, that, and the third. And, you know, during the off season, I'd be like, yo, is the motherfucker still together? He'd be like, yeah, Scrappy be walking down the street, you know, on the phone a lot, this, that, and the third. And I'd be like, okay. Because, you know, we never know what, because they shoot it so far in advance or whatever. So,
yeah.
Like, when we're seeing it, we seeing it, like, months later.
Man.
So I always be like, yo, the motherfuckers still together? He be like, yeah, they still in the same house, this, that, and the third. I'm like, oh, okay. And I really do think he do love her. Because, hell, that ring of praise at $21,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, looks like a prince ain't got on heels. He got an afro. Wow. Like a dude,
and my thing is, he spent $21,000 on the ring. He don't got no crib.
Well,
which is, you know, you could have spent $5,000. Huh?
I said he financed the ring, so that's why he wants that shit back when they arguing. That shit only turned it before.
Yeah, return that motherfucker.
Yeah, return that bitch.
Can I get a refund?
You're so dumb, but you know what? But still, just the fact $21,000, whether he financed it or not, you ain't about to, like, be with a bitch and she don't go through with the marriage and she got $21,000 sitting on her finger, because we all know what's going to happen. She is going to go pawn it or sell it and do something else with that cash.
Mm-hmm.
So he right. I mean, now if
he's
going to take
on
maybe $3,000-$4,000. Keep it. But $21,000, no, bitch, I want that ring.
Let me tell you something. Scrappy only got $21,000 for the show, believe you me.
Say what?
He only got a $21,000 ring for the show, because you see all the other Love Hip Hop, you know, they putting a big diamond, big rocks on these women, so he ain't want to let no fool.
Yeah, a lot of that shit probably be for the show. They be renting that shit for the show.
Okay,
just
but
like,
think about it. Man, B says was a get money nigga. Jim, he was a get money person.
So it was.
Joe,
yeah, I like the way you saying it was.
It.
Like they ain't getting no money. Well, man, BC and Jim. But Jim always getting paid.
You know,
he said was.
Yeah, you know, Jim, he's a get money person. Scrappy is.
Rapping.
They get money. I mean, Jim Jones and man, DC, they were getting money too.
To Erica is the breadwinner. She the hustler.
Yes, I mean, she is because she has a job, this, that, and the third. And, you know, Scrappy came down here to a club in North Carolina, and he got his ass whooped.
Yeah, I remember they knocked
it. They put them paws on him.
Yeah, they put them. No, this is like last year, you know, right after the first season of Love & Hip Hop, when he was doing, like, shows or whatever. And, you know, he got them paws put on him. And, you know, he got fucked up. And I'm just like, wow.
But my thing is, when you're on TV.
I ain't going to take nothing from the brother. He fights. He might get beat up, but he stay fighting. One thing about him, even when he was down with G-Unit, you know, they knocked his front piece out. He was fighting. He didn't punk out. But they stopped the nigga out. So it's like, he's a fighter. You might need to take some Taekwondo classes or something, though.
Y'all is crazy. Let's see who the hell
you get people.
Is.
You get people prospecting.
Y'all funny.
At least he fight back. That's so sick.
DBJ even knocked him out. You seen that episode. DBJ laid him out.
And what Erica said, I know she got beat up.
Yeah, because Jocelyn passed the first thing. But the thing is, remember when y'all saw Stevie J and he got up and he was, like, dazed or whatever? That's because Scrappy and his manager jumped him and stumped the fuck out of him. So that's why he got up, walked around looking like he was knocked out.
I thought Erica caught him with one of them left hooks.
That Puerto Rican girl was on her ass. Jocelyn.
Oh, she wasn't beating Jocelyn. That chick man look like that nigga bitch look like she'll whip a chick ass, yo.
How you look like you whip a chick ass?
Huh?
What I look like? I get beat up.
Jocelyn don't look like she'll beat up this. That she diesel. You don't see Jocelyn?
Y'all mean a damn thing.
I thought Jocelyn was a man, yo.
It would have been like
you know what? I'm not fucking with you. 8480, you live on the air.
It's Aspen on my 8480.
Oh, hey, girl. Does Jocelyn like the type of person that'll beat a chick ass?
Yep.
It's cool, what?
Does Jocelyn like the motherfucking type that'll knock a bitch out?
Yep.
I don't know. She talks too much for me.
Thank you.
No, you know what I give her? Listen, she's from the Bronx. You heard me? She's a little Spanish chick from the Bronx, but she had to grow up ratchet.
It's punk in the Bronx. I mean, y'all like you born in New York, I'm not going to give you hair on your chest. Yeah, you grew up in the Bronx. That don't mean a damn thing where you come from. That means you somebody.
Puerto Rican, they love fighting. She likes to fight. Well, she should be ready to whip Stevie J ass.
Don't no pretty girl want to mess up her face. You fight because you were provoked.
That chick ain't pretty. You said she's pretty?
She is pretty.
Nah, she look like a fucking transformer. Like she's about to turn into something.
Well, I know a lot of men like men, so they sure like to transform right with them.
Okay.
I ain't gonna diss her like that. She has strong features, but she don't like no man to me. She got the same.
She got strong features, yeah. Donald Goldwyn. Yeah, she. I don't know. She's not my type. So I ain't pay that bro no attention.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And she pushed up on you with all that
big
food, but you were so beat. Thank you.
I think he was smashed.
We think I fucked this.
I know Tone would.
Tone would.
She even pay her no attention.
Tone would be out there with some boxes.
I'll holler at her.
Now I was gonna get it. I fuck Erica.
You fuck who?
Erica, Scrappy, baby mom. She didn't get it.
Okay, would you fuck K Michelle?
Yeah, K Michelle could get it. She got a fatty. She could get it.
Okay, would you fuck Rashida?
Like, nah, you know what, though? I might have to fall back on K Michelle because she looks like she gets a dick and become a stalker, so I don't know. She crazy, yo. Burning up your car, breaking out your windows for no fuck. I don't know. You gotta
or
think
she
about
like throwing candles at niggas and shit.
She's like, why you didn't call me back, Mo? Why you didn't call me back?
She the type of chick where you gotta screw everything down in your crib, and she'll just start throwing everything, baby powder bottles, whatever she could throw.
Yeah, that's right. She got issues. I don't know. I don't think I'd give her the dick because I think I have to, you know, make sure I'm safe. You know, to burn me up in my sleep and shit. You got to sleep with a gun under your pillow. But she got a
Mo,
nice body, though. Don't give me more.
Mo, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
And how much do you weigh?
260 pounds.
You said 240 pounds?
260.
Oh, 260. Uh-huh. Okay, because we're, you know, females are hitting me up on BBM, and some females say you sound like you have a small dick. I can't vouch for that. I don't know. Like, with
you
the voice or whatever,
wait.
You know.
They listening to you, Mo.
No disrespect, but tell them to send out a blast and ask some real bitches do Mo got a small dick.
Real
bitches? My sidebar is open, Mo. I was telling the truth. You can go ahead and send to my 10 number. I will vouch for these BBM chicks. We want to inquire minds, want to know. No back door.
Yeah,
OG, just open up my sidebar.
We
want
to know if the dick matches you. Come on, we want to see the OG dick.
Say your pin number, Mo. I'm about to add you.
I'm
talking that shit now. You better be able to back it up now. Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you my pin. Ain't no problem, but come on. I'm 30. I'm a grown-ass man. Tell them little bitches to sit down somewhere.
Tell them to sit down. I'll tell them, Mo, give me your information. Look. Pin number. I just want to look. I'm window shopping. I ain't buying, okay? I'm already number one. Go ahead.
Oh,
you got
God.
The Z pen? You got the video? What BlackBerry you got, Mo? Is he looking for his pen number. Hold on, I gotta wait.
Man, I gotta restart my phone. It's stuck.
I mean,
send
me Mo's pen so I can add it. He may not want to put it on the air.
What happened, pretty?
I said, you might not want to give me your pen on the air. You want her to sidebar me the pen?
Nah, she'll send you my pen.
I got to, Mo, ping me, and then that way, because I had to restart my phone.
He can't find you. Oh, shit.
Oh,
Mo, what
wow.
You got, the Z-pen? What you got?
I just sent you the goddamn, I just sent you a message on before I called.
My phone is froze, hon. I had to reboot it.
She got the Q10. Yeah, she went on the Q10.
Yeah, I'm waiting on the Q10, and then it's been pushed back to the end of the fucking summer.
I knew they were going to say that shit September. I knew that was going to be the case. They testing y'all patience.
Well, I'm about to just get the S4 and say fuck it.
So what you got, Mo? What kind of BlackBerry you got?
The
curve?
Same bullshit curve.
Well, I'm glad you ain't got a torch. That's on fire. I'm glad you don't have no torch. Well, I have the Z10. I have video capabilities. Because some of these people are straight up catfish, cute on paper, ugly in face. I'm what you see is what you do. We know Chalk ain't no catfish.
Like,
a million pictures of her.
If I get that and I video chat somebody, and as soon as the screen comes on and they're looking scary, I'm deleting them on site right then and there and blocking them.
Oh, you shy.
What?
I said, you shy. See, don't do that to these poor folks.
Mm-mm. No, because this is certain shit you don't want to wake up and look at.
You don't want to wake up looking at a monkey like, damn. Remember Jamie Foxx when they had that girl in there, and like, when he woke up, he said, damn. She said, everybody always say that, and they look at me, damn. It's some of them on there. Dudes too. They be having bags on their eyes, craters on their faces.
The ones from overseas be the worst because they don't know how to talk to you, so they be using like broken
English
in their language and then cussing at you, and It's like they don't know how to talk. Like, you fucking whore. I'm like, what the fuck
you know what?
No, I like you. No, like your mama. Don't call me no fucking whore. They don't understand.
Fuck you, Eddie. Remember Eddie Murphy? Fuck you, Eddie, Mr. Fuck You Man. That's how they be doing it. They're trying to turn you on. Child. I never get that foolishness. First of all, I don't respond back to half the people on BBM. Hi, in chat. How are you, in chat? You're beautiful, in chat.
I think Ashton gets it the worst. Someone told her she was part of the Illuminati, and I just, you know, would be like, what the fuck?
I just sent another blast out. Somebody told me what to do with my fucking phone. These niggas is crazy.
Or, I don't know how many people have Eli Harlem Vets on their contact list.
Oh, my God.
But, you can't be a professional and you don't have your own domain name. You know, you can't do that. That's not good business because no one is going to take you serious.
Oh, and number two, if you have clients, please respect them enough to spell their name correctly. There's no excuse for it. I got the excuse, so I type fast. No, dude, you copied and paste. Okay? Just fix it. I mean, come on. If I was a celebrity and you're a booking agent, I will be fucking livid to see my name so wrong. Ruben Sutter? Justin Bieber? No, friend. No. And then when somebody tries to talk to you about it and correct you about it, you have an excuse?
Or attitude.
Excuse me. The paperwork is correct. Oh, really? You get that far?
That's so crazy, y'all.
The shit that we go through in our own little world.
I try.
All I can say is I love BBM. I will never leave BBM. I've had 33 Blackberries that should tell you I'm in it for the long haul.
You had 45 Blackberries.
And I just feel like it's a nice marketing tool. We have our own world, even though they're about to open it up and share it with everyone. I just feel like BBM, you meet a lot of cool people, you have a nice circle, you're able to network, and you're able to meet some really good friends that you can consider to be part of your family.
The camera.
Huh?
Police ain't touch. Nah, the little girl that got killed around my waist Saturday, 14 years old, on a bus.
Yeah.
Because these cameras right there, I got a 14-year-old daughter. I got a couple of kids, and that shit just hurt my heart, yo.
But how did she get killed on the bus? They shot up the bus,
and it was a bullet, 10 bullets, and one of them hit her in the head.
Damn.
So these cops in my neighborhood are going to be wilding the fuck out. That's why they was wilding the other day, man. Oh, that shit is hard.
Why the fuck do you shoot at a bus?
They killed a 14-year-old baby, yo. 14 years old, yo. Like, I couldn't imagine what our parents. It was at the Sweet 16 party.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, sir. I would go to jail with a smile on my face, but somebody would have to go right along with my child. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I just have to call my babies and just tell them, you know, that night. Just like, especially when you got kids the same age and you know they go to these parties and you know that's why I make sure I be on top of that, I swear.
Mhm.
But that shit just hurt my heart just now. That's crazy, yo.
That's close to home.
Not to change the subject, y'all. That shit just was real touching.
No, like that's
that
crazy.
That's bugged out, man. Damn,
my heart goes out to her family.
Yeah, friends, family, everything. It's like, sitting on a damn bus, like a city bus, like way safe, nowhere.
Hell no, nah, you're not even safe in your own home.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, God is calling people home, like, quickly.
On a brighter note, I see you was trying to get at the Knicks the other day, young lady.
I mean, hell, the Knicks got it, they damn self, the bitch is lost. Oh, my bad,
nah,
Bobby.
Nah, it's not funny, because it took, nah, I'm not, listen, I like the Knicks, but I'm not, my team shit, Oklahoma City, once Westbrook got hurt, I knew it was for us, that was it. I knew Durant couldn't do it by itself. That's like without Pippen, it just don't work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the Knicks, they messed up once they put Stoudemire in the game. Once they put him in the game, they went on losing streak.
I don't even
want to
talk about that game. I'm irritated. Aston and Chop been going ham on us, putting up messed up pictures. Chop saying, kiss my ass. I don't see they stuff, like, so I sent Chop pictures, like, kiss mine, too.
And you have a nice round pumpkin booty. I appreciate that picture.
A girl asked me if I had an ass shot. Can you believe somebody at work asked me that? Did I have a shot in my ass? No, I'm black.
Where are you from?
I'm black. I'm from New Jersey, but I'm in South Carolina.
Damn. What's your name on BBM?
Boss.
What's your name on BBM?
Boss. Who's Mo?
Oh, I just sent her your PIN number.
Okay.
Do you have Mo on PIN? I mean, on BBM?
Oh, I'm about to add him now.
You're about to add me.
Ashton. Yeah.
Do you have Mo on BBM?
I don't know. Do I? We don't. We never
do. I'm about to give him to you.
You're about to just give me away, huh?
Yes. You community property.
Whoa. Hey,
well, I mean, you know what? Until we determine what size dick you got, then you might just be ousted.
Yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. I hear that hot shit.
I can't wait to come back to New York. Mm. It's going to be on and popping.
Uh-oh.
Me and Ashton is going to hang out. We're going to run through the hoods. I'm gonna make sure I got my little swipe thing so I can swipe cards. Ashton, we're gonna have a blast. Say what? I'm starting with you, Mo. What's up? I'm taking donations.
Have you
taken a
donation? Huh? You charging for your services, huh?
The phone broke up. What'd you say?
So you charge them for all your services? Just a speech, you gonna charge?
I'm taking donations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't got no business. Who's the boss chick? Boss
bitch. Ain't nobody got no pictures of. Because my phone just rebooted, so I can't see nothing.
I'm so full, y'all.
This has been quite an interesting show. Tuesday is going to be even funnier because MC Shan Ass is going to be on the show, and he's a riot.
He's still funny as
hell. Oh my God, he is too fucking funny. Like, I actually talked to him for the first time on Friday. I was introduced to him, and we talked about the show. And then he was like, oh, send me a link to the website. How about, like, as soon as we hung up the phone, like 5 minutes later, I sent him the link. He's like, oh, wow, I'm already on it. I done read this. I done read that. He went straight to the sex talk articles. I'm like, oh, freak, fucking, oh, he's a freak, right? Why would you go straight to there? You're supposed to be reading about the radio stuff. But, you know, hey, I guess he got to brush up and do his homework so he don't get thrown off the chocolate wave on Tuesday.
Tone is funny on the wave, man. Tone funny and don't even know it.
I'm giving Tone a break,
for the next two shows. And then on Friday, then I'm coming back hard with the questions that I want to ask that I didn't get a chance to ask.
Did anybody ask the question that Jazzy was supposed to ask last time?
No, you know, she doesn't call in on Sundays. That's why I'm like, I hope she doesn't call in Tuesday when Shan is on the show and throw that shit up, because I know that motherfucker is really going to go in, and all I can do is just laugh, because, like, woo, that's all I'm going to be able to do, because I really don't think, like, another New Yorker is really going to buy that bullshit and be like, there is no way that you cannot be gay.
Mm-hmm.
But
what? I'm lost. What's
that? Ashton Filliman.
No. it's too much to fill in, you know, right now. I think that maybe Tuesday we'll just have to deal. Or maybe I'll fill them in later. But it's too much right now. At 11:27.
You know,
even
I got
Bossy, even Bossy can't fit that in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I can't fit in 10 minutes. I was looking at pictures. My sidebar is open.
He wanted to know, like, what's the deal with Tone. Because I was like, somebody's going to come on probably Tuesday and ask Tone questions about his sexuality. And I'm like, I hope not, because all I can do is laugh. And with Shan being on the phone, he's probably going to go in, because, you know, a lot of New York niggas ain't even trying to hear that shit, that you do certain shit and you're not gay.
Basically, they say once you do it, that's it.
Basically,
once you receive it,
he said he could show Mr. C a thing or two about how to get shit.
Mr. C, the gay motherfucker in New York? Damn. I can't say damn. Like I said,
don't
damn.
Don't play him if we like his music. Leave him alone.
What?
Mr. C? He's going to get on him.
No, we're not. Other than, you know, Tone was like, he need to hang out with him. He'll show him
kick.
The ins and outs of messing with trainees and not getting caught and busted and shit like that, you know? So, hey.
Boss check. Who's at boss check on the upbeat? BB. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Which one of y'all is at boss / check?
That's
that?
Me. That's me. I'm a man. How you can't remember Ashton? She on the show.
I just added him.
I'm gonna give you a ticket for not knowing who Ashton is. You can forget my name. How you forget the other co-host?
Mo tends to have memory loss. He has like short-term memory loss.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm old as hell.
And it comes from fucking around with, you know, main chick and side chicks.
The ratchetness.
Nah, I'm just fucking.
You got ratchet fever.
Yeah, and you know the fact that, you know, you put your wife in regards to your mother, and, you know, you just don't think of your mother as sucking dick, like, you know.
No, I was just saying, I was just talking just talking from a man's perspective. Like,
I want to sleep one morning. She just wake up sucking his dick. He going to stop her. No, mommy, no.
Your mother?
No.
What the hell are you talking about?
You said the wife is going like the mother.
Yo, listen. Y'all just threw me the hell off. Y'all done went from Mr. C to some fruit nigga from New York to talk about somebody motherfucking a dick. What the hell's going on here?
You said you regard like a mother. You went see your mother doing that. So I said, you're like, no, mommy, no. No, mommy. Don't do that. Oh, fuck it. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, y'all stupid for that, right? Y'all real stupid for that one.
I mean, we just throwing back at you what you said.
No, I said you comprehend very well. You know what I was saying.
Yeah, I mean, and the gay nigga from New York, y'all was vibing a little while ago.
Oh, that's fucked up. Well, as long as that nigga stay in his lane, good. I don't give a fuck about his preference.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Most definitely. No, you're not his type. You're not a trainee.
That's one thing about me. I'm sure of my sexuality, so.
Yeah, but you're not
be,
a trainee,
you know?
So you're good.
Oh, okay. I'm not a who?
Yeah, I check
a trainee.
See. I'm easy. So, as long as, you know, he's staying in his lane, he's good. Yeah, do his thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's honest about it. That's why we love him so much, because he can come on and take the ridicule and still be cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not
well,
too many men can do that.
Like I said, long as I don't care what anybody preferences, long as they stay in their lane. Don't disrespect me. Don't come on to me. You good money, brother. Enjoy your life.
Nah, you good. You too masculine.
You ain't got no lace front on or nothing, Mo. You ain't sexy like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you don't got no breasts or nothing like that. You just like flat chested. You good. He won't want you.
Well, talk, mommy, for the good of the listening audience, I did view the package.
What?
It's not dark in the room or anything, but it's not small. Okay.
Okay. Now you seen the 16, the 20-ounce soda bottle, right?
Mm-hmm. Don't nobody need. Anybody got time for that? I need my insides. That's too much of a good thing.
Oh,
you know what? Last night, I revisited my past from a while ago. Y'all remember the blog I wrote, Just What I Needed? It was from, you know, a while ago. My friend from Connecticut came down and gave it to me every which way, but, fucked me on the hood of my car in the rain. And, you know, by the time I got home, the small of my back was swollen. I have to say, bigger is not always better. I'm just like, I really can't use that in my life at this point in time right now.
I mean, I'm tight enough. I ain't getting bigger. I don't understand how they say females are, you know, bombers pissed. Mine tightens up. I don't get that. It was good to know.
No, I was shocked because I'm trying to figure out how the fuck I took all that a couple of years ago. Because last night I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, what the fuck was I thinking about?
Maybe at that time it was a spirit of moment and you weren't thinking. Maybe the pain was pleasure to you back then.
Yeah, it was. And I'm just looking, and this is so funny because I'm thinking about Ashton. Like, you know, when I'm going down on the last night, I'm just like, oh my God, I cannot believe that I'm actually got this big shit in my mouth. Like, Ashton is going to crack up on this one because I'm just going to be like, oh, this is just too much. Like, no, I don't even want it no more.
Exactly.
So, I can honestly say Chalk is really changing a lot of shit. Big dicks don't work for me anymore because
if you over
at the
time,
end of
I don't
the
have
day,
time.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to have a hysterectomy due to what a man has done. Mm-mm. Yeah, 4 kids treated me nicely. I can't see myself being ruined by somebody that's 6'4", about 220, strong back, and about 9'10", and about 3.
No.
I'm good.
Nah, what is that? Is that a flashlight? Get the fuck. No,
God. Yeah. I'm so happy. I'm so happy when I can get back to South Carolina.
I guess the hell. Yes. I like that story. Let me read it again.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back to South Carolina. I'm trying to get that
way.
Get
rid of the horse, man.
Yeah, that's done. Didn't even call today. Like, no, we have nothing to talk about.
Mm-mm. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. So if Mo is anything like that, I don't even want to meet him when I come to New York. I'll just BBM.
Nah, Mo,
he's my nigga. How you doing?
He in the just right category.
Just right. Oh, okay. Just right's work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
now I'm curious to see the picture. Mo, you never sent me a picture.
You know what? Stevie J does look nice. Remember that picture I sent you?
Oh, my God. Girl.
It was great too.
Oh, my goodness. That was a mouth-watering picture.
Mm-hmm.
Mimi Lucky. Fucking Jocelyn Lucky, all the artists that he worked with was Lucky, Eve was Lucky.
Let's make us a new single.
Yeah, I think we should all make a song and ask Stevie J to manage us and get some of the perks of being his artist.
We're going to name ourselves Sis and Ass.
Ashton, did you see the picture?
I did not.
Oh.
Whew.
Well, somebody stole my other Z10, so I lost that picture. It's a horrible thing.
Yeah,
your phone
got stolen?
This Z10 is awesome.
That's how you like it.
I love it.
I often have a conversation with, my special someone about the average penis size. He says that there's only 16% of men in the world with large penises.
Mm. It must be
right.
Right?
Only
16%,
right?
16%?
Only 16% of the men have penises above 6 inches long.
Wow.
And 3.5 inches wide. So
I got 1 in a million, baby.
Shit, I think I met those
the next room.
On BBM.
I'm gonna tell my
man flat. I think I done met all 16%. I'm just saying.
No, chocolate is crazy, yeah.
But I'm honest, shit.
She real, but she said this shit bitches wanna say, but too pussy. Why
I mean, they gonna call you a hoe whether you tell the truth or not. I done fucked a lot. I done fucked a whole lot. Like, sometimes I be sitting down trying to think about how many, and this is some niggas I just can't remember.
All right, so one dick for like 40 years, every day, is no different than somebody having a different dick. You know? It's still fucking.
Yeah. Because after being locked up for 3 years and 8 months, when I came home, I was on a fucking rampage. I was trying to catch up.
Yo, Aspen, the original Miss Aspen, you ain't shit for your BBM picture. That ain't right.
I got a real picture. I mean, I'm just a Knicks fan right now. I'm messing with Aspen and Chop, so I lift it up.
No,
what
you got the, he got the trophy on a fishing pole.
He ain't sipping that picture, right? That's fucked up, right?
Yo, that is a fucked up picture, yo. Oh,
messed up, man. Ashton is wrong for that.
Hey, you gotta be quicker than that. That's fucked up, yo.
I told you, picking us fans all day. They taking turns broadcasting and stuff.
Yo, that is.
I mean,
that's
because
all the
Knicks fans.
That's funny, though.
That is so fucking funny. I mean, they lost, and Ashton still got the picture up. It's like, she won't take it down. She pulled her head up yesterday. We lost. Yeah, all day today.
It's not
the
midnight yet. I'll change it to midnight, but I have to do that for y'all all day because y'all be talking so much.
Yeah,
all the Knicks fans was talking shit when they knocked Boston out. They talk shit or whatever. And
yeah,
then I'm like, okay, y'all not going to be able to outpace the Pacers. You know, motherfuckers swore me up and down. I should have bet some of them little bum New Yorkers and took their lunch money or took their little bus fare or subway fare and shit like
that. MetroCard.
Yeah.
had me on the floor.
You going in on New York, Kylie. You acting like I ain't a New York nigga.
It wouldn't hurt for me.
Why?
Exactly.
Wow. Damn. I ain't a New York Knicks fan, so I don't give a fuck.
It's like a lot of New York guys don't like the Knicks. Who you like, the Brooklyn Nets?
No, I'm like, I mean, that's Brooklyn, so it is what it is. Still the Nets, regardless of where you put them.
Don't tell me you're a Laker fan. I hate that even worse.
I'm a Kobe fan, but I like Oklahoma City.
They only came out a year ago. They're like 6 months old.
And since they came out, they impressed me, so they gained a fan.
I'm going to give you a ticket again, Mo. Damn. You ain't going to never take your ass from Oklahoma ever in life with all them damn tornadoes.
I mean, shit, they be all right.
Go down there and watch the team.
As long as I can watch it on TV or when they come to New York, I could go to the game.
Then I wear that Oklahoma jersey and then niggas gonna get you.
How many niggas live in New York Knicks fan ain't never been to the Garden a day in their life? Shit. A lot.
I ain't been to the Garden. I've been to the Bobcats to see him now. In Charlotte, I was on the fourth row. Watched Jalen Rose and all of them play. I didn't care who won. I was supporting my team.
I'm scared
right
away.
But y'all know the playoffs going to be the Heat versus the Spurs anyway. That's going to be the final.
And then Chris Bosh they're going to lose, and then Chris Bosh is going to be somewhere sucking somebody's dick.
What?
Yeah, y'all like Chris Bosh?
He's going to be somewhere getting hit from the back. I wonder if he's a bottom.
Yeah, he undercover like a motherfucker.
He ain't no undercover. He just ain't admit it. He ain't out the closet. He be on the low.
That's why he got that wife to make it look like it's real.
Just fucking Lil Wayne. But Lil Wayne hitting that, though.
All right, I had to see Nicki Minaj just now on a performance. Boy, her little body is incredible. Ooh.
It ain't real.
I don't give a fuck. She look nice, yo. She looks nice.
Mm-mm.
She was just dancing. And why y'all like Nikki?
Mm-mm.
Hold on.
Because we're not 10 years old. My, that girl like that. Shut up, Nikki. Damn. She's got my nerves after a while. I'm sorry. I respect the fact that she's getting money, but I ain't ready to go buy her CD. I look retired with that song, Super Bass. Mo, you'll put that in your trunk and play that real light, Super Bass? You'll play that?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I don't know if I can play them. I don't know. I just don't feel like it. What artist is out right now that I like? It's a female artist. Is Sierra trying too hard? I know Balafo.
Man.
Show.
You know what? No, Sierra is making good music because she's really in love. Like, if you look at the video of Body Party with her and Future, I'm like, damn, mm-hmm. That's what I need, because you can just see that they
and
are really for each other.
Mm-hmm. I know Bow Wow
like,
was doing that video. That was his ex. Thank
man, fuck Bow Wow. With his lying ass. Didn't tell the judge he got the job as co-host of 106 in part, crying like he broke.
Mm-mm-mm.
Take care of your fucking kids, dude.
That's right. Have a baby by you. Be a millionaire.
That only works with Jay-Z and 50 and Diddy.
That's fucks
with y'all, though.
Well, have a baby by a nigga in Brooklyn be in poverty.
get that EBT. Have a nigga get that EBT.
Or fuck with a bum nigga from the Bronx. Whew.
Yo, you be going in, yo.
I only like Queens and Brooklyn niggas. That's all. Harlem
and
niggas
Harlem
is too pretty. They yell too much in the bed.
What? My husband didn't meet that much toys like that. He was 6'5".
Ooh.
260.
Damn. Damn, that's a good size right there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that was a good size. Damn, Aston then got kicked off again. Oh well. This has been a really great show. Now I have to go to a fucking business meeting at 12:00 at night. My life is just never.
But it's on your
terms.
It's on your terms, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I would rather be at home in the bed beside my pit that's sleeping right now, you know, getting up and, you know, getting some rest instead of having a crazy-ass day.
I ain't coming to your house. You got a pit bull. I'm scared of them. They look at me like I got a pork chop around my neck.
Oh, no. He's like a big baby. Like, he is.
Big baby got
teeth. Oh, he good. He's like a big super baby.
Yeah, you got him rotten.
Yeah, he's full rotten.
I had a shit too. I like small toy dogs. I want somebody I can put a bow in their hair.
Oh, damn.
He want an English bulldog. I'm like, ugh. They just slobber too much for me. Like a thirsty ass nigga.
Oh, and we got plenty of those on BBM.
Oh, yes. Mo's doing something. I hear somebody pressing buttons. Let me look. Speaking of thirsty, somebody just said hi. John Anthony, hi. In chat.
Y'all was too much. I am going to be back on this damn radio Tuesday at 9:30 with MC Shan. This is going to be fucking hilarious. Because then I get to meet him at the Super Jam concert for 99.1 in Fayetteville. We're going to be broadcasting live for 3 days, like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And French Montana and some other people are supposed to be there. Their ticket isn't that strong because it's like French Montana, the Coke Boys, Badass, Little Bootsy's artist, some chick, Yolanda, great, MC Shan is going to perform, and then some people from Detroit, the Goon Squad. But normally, Summer Jams have a bigger ticket than that, because I know here we have Future, Wale, A$AP Rocky, Ace Hood, and 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz, yeah.
And I'm not going to see none of them motherfuckers.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I'll be covering the event in Fayetteville. So this is going to be quite interesting. So y'all already know I'm going to have hella stories to tell y'all about everybody.
I'm going to have to get my lazy ass up and hit the road one of these days and stop being lazy.
Yeah, I came to see IAA and you wasn't there.
I know.
I'm so upset about that one. It's okay. Saturday night was a bummer for me, so don't worry about it. I didn't go out to no. I went to like 2 parties. Friday night and Saturday, I went to a day party. And I was just like.
So what the lady saying on BBM about Mo now?
Oh, let me see.
Nothing about me. Don't blast nothing about me. I don't do that. Please don't.
Well, I want to know what they're saying to talk about you. They heard you on the radio said you seem like you had a small one.
They'd be all right.
They said they don't want to know, but they want the Titanic.
They
can say what they want. Believe you me, if you need a good fucker, just know the difference.
So you a good fucker?
He said a lot of things is slow.
Yeah, he had to pause on that one.
He's blushing now. He on the spot now. Come on, they want to know if you want to be boyfriend number 2 or not.
Yeah.
You boyfriend number 2?
I plead the fifth.
On the ground, that might incriminate you.
Plead the fifth.
That goes along with that statement. When you say to plead the fifth, you say,
on the grounds that it might incriminate me. See?
Yeah, I plead the fifth.
On the grounds that it might incriminate you.
I am about to close this show so I can get ready for my meeting. Bossy, I'm
going
to hit you in the morning.
All right, y'all. Have a great night, everyone. It was cool talking with y'all.
It was
cool.
Yes, everybody have a good night, and thank you for calling in.
And make that money, girl. All right.
I hate you. Bye.